What are we on with Tony?
Cliff on the
This
Gibble, Tez Zion, through Chafal for the first recording. And the second recording is Chaf Bez, through Chavav.
okay, through Chaf Aleph.
Through
Okay.
Chadav, yeah. Tez Zion, through Chadav.
Okay, so Simen Kuf Lamed Gimel Hilchos Yom Kippurim Tez Zayin. Okay, Misha also Bumus. Like we said yesterday, that happens to us very often, right? If a bulmus grabs hold of somebody, a bulmus is a v'hu chayla machmas ra'avan. It's a chayla because of hunger, right? And a guy gets just so hungry, he's called bulmus. But there, it's life threatening. The siman of what's the siman she'ein of chaos. The eyes get weak. Any yachaliris, he's not able to see. Machilin oisei ad she'yero ein of. You feed him until his eyes turn light.
Migraine?
You'd a migraine? I never heard of it as being a migraine. Yeah. So anybody who we feed because of sakana, im ein sham michael heter, machilin osam michael iser. If you don't have a food that's kosher, you can feed them michael iser. I'm a Shulchan Aruch Siman Tov Reish Yud Ches. When Machilin Oysen Dover Isser, near the Yesh Lachilin Pachas Pachas Mekezayis. This has nothing to do with Yom Kippur. This is Stam. Somebody who's life threatened, who's life, if you can feed them on Yom Kippur, which is a Chiv Karas, then you can feed them Treif too. Meaning, don't try not to, but if it's necessary, then it's necessary. If it's enough, meaning if it's enough to do Pachas Pachas, then like we said, you're not over on any Isurim, so then that's enough. If he has his das is miyushev, meaning he ends up being satisfied, then he'll make a bracha rishayna and a bracha achrayna, even if the food is treif. Even though normally you don't make a bracha on treif food, in this situation you would because it's kosher for you. Aval kiddush layasa, you don't make kiddush. And if they're benching, you do say yalav. He falls out on Shabbos, you also say Ritzeh. And if you forgot, you don't have to go back and make a bracha. Because there's no chiv to eat pas, right? We know the basic rule is you only have to repeat Birchas HaMazon if you get Yalav Yoveh, if you have a chiv Suda. If you don't have a chiv Suda, then you don't have to. You test katan uketana p'chusim, you test shonim. A minors that are less than 9 years old. Even if they want to fast a little bit, we don't let them. They shouldn't come to sakana. But when they have 9 full years old and they're healthy, we mechanech them that they should fast a little bit. They should not eat for a few hours from what they normally eat. And if he's weaker, Mishaburu says, then don't do this till 10. Right? And girls do not go before boys. You'd think that they become bas mitzvah a year before, so maybe they should do this a year earlier. No, they don't do this. Now, I don't know if this means in the night, l'chaira, they should all not eat at night, right? Go to sleep. Then I'm not sure, meaning if they fasted at night, which obviously there's no point in fasting during the day if they already broke the fast at night. So it must be that they have to wait. It's unclear how many hours into the day they should wait. This is a common question. Shoes, even though katanim don't normally have to keep these things, but shoes that you should be mechanech them.
The easy thing nowadays when everyone's wearing Crocs anyway.
Now it's not a big
Then
deal.
you have to beg your kid to put on a shoe. He wants to wear Crocs all his life.
Correct, that's true. But then we get into last night. Are they mechuyev to be mechanech? Like the Mishmaru holds, you shouldn't wear the Crocs. All right.
Yaakov,
Yeah.
I remember asking your father of Shalom, okay, when should my kids start fasting? And he said they shouldn't fast at all until they're 13, the boys, and the girls till
Yeah.
12.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He told you that?
He made the he makes
Interesting.
Yaakov eat right before
I
Nila.
was bar mitzvah Chanukah time. I was still fasting Nila before. What is that? 2 months before? Barach.
And my son Moshe, who's your age, well, a little bit younger, I think. Yeah, a little bit younger, but was bar mitzvah. I'm sorry, older.
He's a little
Whatever.
older, yeah.
Was bar, he said was by Mitzvah Shabbos Bereishis, and he didn't let him finish Yom Kippur.
Yeah, interesting. That's what he did. Okay. Because nowadays we have the adults barely make it.
What do you say about
I
girls?
that they really the adults barely make it.
What do you say about girls?
What I say about them?
You said
They don't
boys
do it
until
before the
10.
boys.
Meaning
They
there's
don't
no
start
they're
before
not
the
earlier in the
boys.
process, even though they're more mature. All right.
Yep.
Fine. But they can't bathe and they can't put on deodorant and that type of stuff. Yeah. Fine. Chof. This is dangerous here. Dangerous halachically. It's good to smell many times psalmim and to make a bracha on them. Why? Because you want to finish 100 brachas. You're supposed to make 100 brachas every day. You're missing out quite a few on Yom Kippur because, see, Tisha B'Av, at least you have the Shemoneh Esrei with the middle brachas. You have a lot of brachas there. And Yom Kippur, you're missing all the middle brachas and you don't have food. So what you do is you make brachas on psalmim. V'omnam kol zman shelo yasiach daitai, but if you weren't masiach das and smelling the psalmim, also levarach sheinis, it's also to make a second bracha, tavi bracha levatalo. Halkein tzarech lahafzik bein tayim zman gadol, sheyeh hesach adas bein tayim. You have to make a hefzik of a zman gadol if between every time you want to smell it. V'toy shiriach b'chol pam psalmim acherim, and the best thing to do is to smell each time a different type of psalmim, af shehein min echad, even if it's different min. Right? And mikol shekeinim yesh le gimel minim and avada, if you have three different minim that require three different brachas, again, atzei psalmim, Vissamim, I'm sorry. Esve Vissamim, Umine Vissamim, right? One is going on trees, like branches. Isve Vissamim is going on like vegetables, flowers, and Mine Vissamim is going on different types of species.
That
Right? Now the
that's
shuls, a
crazy.
lot of them have they have it all laid out for you. Right? Tim Yechav and Lechol Birchus HaShliach Tzibur, and if you have Kavana, to all the brachas of Chazor HaShatz, Vakarim B'Torah and you and the people getting aliyahs and those that get maftir, lo yachzuru lo rak shalosh brachas l'tashlameya, you're only going to be missing three brachas, v'yashem be'elu sha'al psamim, and then you can finish them off with the finish those three off with the psamim. But that's only if you listen to the brachas of the haftarah and aliyahs.
So doesn't that work every day, every Shabbos, if I listen to the brachos of the
Yeah,
Shliach
so that
Tzibur?
yeah, that's part of it. Yeah, that's part of it.
So I'm saying, so how is that any different? What if I do that?
No, because during a regular Shabbos,
He's
you have
eating.
food.
I'm saying, so if I listen to the Shliach Tzibur and I listen to the brachos of the Kriyas HaTorah and the Haftorah, then what? Then I'm missing how many brachos?
I don't know the numbers.
So what's his point in saying that I should listen to that to help me get to the Mea Brachas?
Yes.
But shouldn't I don't I do that? Shouldn't I be doing that every day?
You
You
do
don't
one
need to
brachas
do it
every
every
day.
day.
I don't need to do it every day because I'm eating like a pig, and I'm making a lot of brachas on food.
That's yeah, no, that's exactly what I
Okay.
do.
Okay.
That's my problem. Right.
This is for me.
Fine. Chof Aleph. Here we go. Maskirin, Naftali's favorite subject. Maskirin, Neshomas, we do Yizkor. Mishum Deschiras, Mashaber, Machnia, remembering the dead breaks and humbles a person's heart, right? Because we all realize that that's where we're headed. Even the dead need Kapara. Yisrael. It says to do kapar v'am chisrael elu hachayim. Those that are living. Asher padisa elu ha-mesim, those are the ones that are dead. Melamed ha-mesim tzrichin kapara. So we learn from this that mesim need kapara. V'noidim tzedakah bavuram, and we make a neder for tzedakah for them, right? V'ayin le'el that she yesham v'li neder. In case you don't give it. Usmach lezeh b'soik pasha tesave. Tichsiv achas bashana yichab. It says once a year this kapara. Usmichle finasnu ish kaifer nafshel Hashem, and a man gives kaifer nafshay to Hashem. Umayila tzedakah bavur amesim, and tzedakah helps for the dead. Ki Hashem baichin levavos, because Hashem checks the hearts. Shim hayezeh hames chai, that if this dead person would be alive, gam ken hayu nosin tzedakah, he would give tzedakah. So when you give it on his behalf, so then it works for his neshama. V'chai yochel levakesh, and the chai.
Okay, whatever.
Well, you can't bring for somebody later, but that's what he's saying. But he's going to get some sort of schar, because had he been alive, he would have given tzedakah. That doesn't mean that he gave. I think doesn't mean he gave tzedakah. V'chai yochel levakesh lehokel din hameis, and a chai could actually request from Hashem that he should lighten the Avera, the punishments on the mace, come by David, she's Balal of Shalom. David, about of Shalom, but Mason, a tzaddikim, elitim al tzatzaim. And Mason, that are tzaddikim, will then go and daven for their children, grandchildren. Right? So it's both ways. You have the children that can help out for the dead, and you have the dead that can help out the children. It's you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. Daviyam acharon shel Pesach. Also, the last day's Pesach, we yom beis the Shavuos, and the second day of Shavuos, Ushmini Atzeres, Maskirin Neshamas. We mentioned Neshamas, we shekarin behen kol abachor. Uksiv sham ish kemat nasiyadai. Lachain noidrim matanis le tzedakah. That's why we give matanis le tzedakah. Kivin shenoidrim le tzedakah. Once we give another tzedakah, nagu litna ba'avur ha'neshamas, we may as well give it for the neshama she yizkaraisam elikim l'toiva, that Hashem will mention them l'toiva. V'gamay sonu yizkaraisam l'toiva b'schuseihem. And we're gonna go along with it. So it's very interesting. It sounds like, can I give tzedakah? Can I give tzedakah to an eschus for me and for the neshama? It sounds like not. He's saying the minig is to give it b'avur the neshama, that Hashem should remember the toiva, and then we'll go. We'll follow along on that, but it doesn't sound like each one of us is getting. So, not clear on that. The meaning is that anybody who has parents, has both parents, should leave the Bismarish. The minig is that the first year, the Misa Za'av Yaim, to the Misa of the father and the mother, Yotze Gamkin Bebesach Neses, they also go out, meaning the people during the first year. Right? But they bring it in the footnote, the Rav Moshe held that you do say Yizko the first year. I think the Chazanish was of the opinion that you stay inside, but you don't say the Yizko. The reason why, V'ayim Tam, B'sefer Kerem Shleima, Arachayim, Simen Tov, Reish, Samachezer, Shari Ephraim. So they say because they're afraid, since it's the first year, so you may get too emotional, and it's gonna bother everybody. It's gonna stir everybody. So therefore
the whole
you don't
Yisk is just the pledged money,
right? There's no point in doing it if not for pledging money. There's no point.
I mean, what? It's gonna spook out the people who are in there for Yisker. I mean, that they're all there for the same reason.
What
not
is
gonna spook out little kids. The little kids left. So who's it gonna spook out?
No. What do you mean?
You're worried they're gonna get emotional.
Stare.
And they're
it's
gonna stare who?
Out. It's staring. If a guy starts
staring,
who? The people in there. You start crying.
Are the people who are saying Yisker? I would hope they're understanding of what's going on there.
What I'm saying. Oh, you mean the people? No, but it's so much, you know.
It's not like it's little kids in there. It's not it's other people who don't understand.
You're right. As
it's
it
other
is
people
this.
Who lost their parents.
Right,
I would think
as it
would,
is,
that would be a little understanding.
True, but as it is, but sometimes if you get too crazy, then I think that's the reason they bring, as far as I remember. I think that's it, right? That's for that first one?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll stop there.